Welcome to the podcast, hosted by the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. And now, our host, publisher Scott Adams.
Today I'm interviewing Christy Warren with Encompass. She previously was a nurse in a handful of large health systems. Today she works for Encompass and she does all of their product evaluations as well as their product and services. She writes white papers. She writes continuing education modules for Encompass. We're talking a lot about Encompass's program, but if you step back a little bit and look at it, it's really about your program as a health system. And so I'm excited about that. It's a program that can help you not only retain nurses and caregivers, but also recruit them. It'll help you with your branding. So a little bit of a different type of a podcast today for you. Hopefully you're going to enjoy it. Here we go with Christy Warren. Christy, I am so excited to be on this Journal Healthcare podcast with you today and talk, you know, about, you know, protective wear in the health systems, but also kind of get into how it's better patient satisfaction and also how it's better for those professionals that are caregivers across the continuum of care. So thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Sure. Thank you.
So as we start out, I want to start from the ground level on this podcast and work our way into a couple of different topics within it. In order to do that, I'd like to just start the day today out with just talking a little bit about what a pro healthcare apparel program is. Can you just kind of walk the audience and throughout this podcast, folks, I will use the term PHA. Can you walk the audience through what a PHA is and how it can make a difference for nurses in the health systems?
Sure. PHA is Professional Healthcare Apparel Program. And it's basically an identification program with healthcare apparel or uniforms that healthcare providers wear with a standardized kind of polished look. There's been many measures implemented in the United States healthcare system recently that drive improvement in cost and clinical outcomes and patient experience. And along with this came the standardization of clinical practices, and then standardization of uniform programs are increasingly gaining popularity. And for as long as nursing has been a profession, it has had a dress code. And we go all the way back to Florence Nightingale in the 1800s that all the way to the present, nursing has been emerged as a profession with standards of education and practice and behavior, and with uniforms or dress codes. And that really differentiates those nurses from other healthcare providers or non-healthcare providers.
It's interesting you talk about the 1800s, not that my grandmother was in the 1800s, but she was a nurse during World War II and the Korean War. And I remember her not for during those wars, but even afterwards, that she was a nurse coming home in those old time nursing looking outfits with the hat and the white and long skirt and everything. And it's just amazing how far that's come to this today to kind of where Encompass is at and some of the things that you guys offer. And I'd like to just talk a little bit as we stay along these lines of nurses and actually all caregivers, you know, in a system, you know, what are the benefits to a program like this for the system itself and to those folks that are giving care?
There's quite a few benefits, really. As far as making a difference for the nurses, there's the standardized uniform programs. They give them a sense of pride in their profession. Nurses really like a standardized approach. It helps to minimize the thoughts of what to wear, how to wear it, if it matches, if it looks professional. Really having a standardized professional approach takes that guesswork out of their day, and it provides them an extra level of confidence that they need when starting their day. And then it also attributes to safety and security. They have that sense of belonging, the pride and ownership. And if they have that brand promotion for their facility, it also encourages that brand promotion. But another important factor is making sure that, you know, it's comfortable, it's stylish, and it also provides equality. So everyone looks the same. Everybody's wearing the same. There's the same brand, the same style. So it gives that sense of belonging and equality.
About 2 weeks ago, I had my annual physical. And today, when I walked in the office, interestingly enough, I got my patient satisfaction survey from my physician to fill out. And so as we think about how important patient satisfaction is today, and it involves reimbursement in many cases, that satisfaction rating, how important is that, you know, and what are some benefits that the PHA can do for patient satisfaction?
Well, it's funny you say about your survey, because that is one of the benefits of having the apparel program. Actually, the Gallup organization performs an annual survey of the American public, and what they're really looking for is the most trusted profession. And for decades, nursing has come up on that poll as being the most trusted profession. So we know that the public, it's very important to the public to have that that trust and that instilling that optimal identification, but also giving them that sense of security, knowing that that individual that's caring for them is not only going to bring them comfort, but has the knowledge, is professional, and has the honesty and the high quality of care that they're looking for to care for them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I fly all the time, and as you go through the airport, and we live in Atlanta here, as you go through the airport, you see the different uniforms that the folks are wearing, and it does help you figure out, okay, who's a pilot, who's a flight attendant, I do Delta all the time, who's a red coat if I need help with getting a ticket changed, you know, and not kind of along the same lines, but a little bit, we hear / read constantly. In fact, the listeners to this podcast live it every day. You know, there's shortages of caregivers out there. So recruiting them can be a challenge, but also retaining them can be a challenge in today's environment, especially given these last 2 years and how difficult it's been on those frontline workers. What can a program like this do to help with recruiting and retention within the caregivers across the continuum?
You know, it's hard to relate the two, but I think of like sports teams that wear a uniform, and what sticks out is the word team when you think about like a sports team. And when a qualified individual comes to apply for a position or is looking for a position or looking for a place that they can call their new home, they're looking really to be a part of a team and that works well together, that has pride in their work, same common goals. And having that standardized uniform program, it adds that level of inclusiveness and that team spirit. That's something that most healthcare professionals are out there seeking when they're looking for coming into new programs. And it helps to draw in candidates and show that there's that level of professionalism. There is that security where they know who is who. And then also they have that sense of belongingness and pride in their organization. And then they can wear that pride or they wear that kind of uniform or that apparel with their kind of brand of honor, I guess, with their team and inclusiveness.
Yeah, I think pride is a huge word. And I want to talk to you about branding and how that is affected by the health system. Before we do that, I would like to just take 1 second. We can't bring these podcasts to our listeners without sponsors like Encompass. I want to thank Encompass personally on the podcast right now, and then also give them 15 to 30 second spot here just to tell a little bit about Encompass. So after the break, let's get into talking about branding within the health systems.
This podcast is brought to you by Encompass, proud to offer Group 1 professional healthcare apparel programs. With brands that actually invented nursing uniforms and over 100 years of dedication and experience.
Okay, coming back out of the break, right before we went in, we started to talk about how it gives sense of pride to the healthcare workers, but also it allows the health system to do some branding. I'd like to shift gears a little bit and talk about one, safety, but also branding within the health system. So this is, Christy, a two-part question for you. How does a PHA program help with safety? And then two, how does it help with branding that health system to drive some of that sense of pride with the nurses across the entire system?
Sure. Well, Well, patients, they need a sense of security, right? So even as you said, when you were in the airport, you knew who was who entering or going to wherever you were going to your location. Patients need to know who's who coming into their room. And they have so many touch points and so many caregivers entering and exiting their room. Having that sense of security of knowing who's entering their room and what their role is helps them to feel more secure, but they also understand who they're having conversations with about their care. And when they see those uniforms with the branding or the hospital logos or the facility logos, they know that that's the place where they're receiving the care is the highest, utmost care that they should be receiving. So as far as branding goes, a professional healthcare apparel program or a PHA program gives the hospital, the facility, or the IDN the opportunity to professionally promote their brand, having a professional standardized look, and in some cases, even having the logo branded on the apparel will help to promote that brand awareness inside and outside of the facility, whereas a lot of caregivers are wearing their apparel from home and maybe making stops along the way, they're also promoting the brand as they're outside of the facility. And then giving those individuals that are inside the facility that sense of security again, knowing that those individuals are supposed to be there.
It's interesting that you bring that point up. At being in the media business as we are here at the Journal of Healthcare Contracting, you know, health systems are PR machines. They are constantly branding themselves via whether it's billboards, whether it's commercials, radio spots, in our magazine, to their local communities. And when you think, and they're typically one of the highest number of employees in a geography. So having that billboard, for lack of a better term, kind of walking around your geography is a huge benefit to having one of these programs. So I'm glad that we got into that a little bit. I know I've taken quite a bit of your time here. So I want to finish with a question that I think will give you an opportunity to talk to our listeners, but also would be very interesting to the listeners. You know, can you give us a good example of maybe an IDN or a health system where this program has been successful to date?
Sure. We've been working with a large IDN for the past 8 years. And in those 8 years, we've delivered over 1 million scrubs to that IDN. The employees are able to order annually against an allotment. So they have a self-service program where they can actually go in and do their ordering. And then there's reporting that's done in the background that's supplied to those facilities or that IDN group. Where they can actually go back in and understand that reporting. And then the first time they've done a full color, this was the first time this IDN has done a full color-coded program, uniform program as a whole. The employee feedback has been very positive, and a lot of the comments are surrounded around looking professional, being part of the team, being part of the program, overall connectedness, feeling like they belong to something bigger. And it also gives them control over the brand on their scrubs with this program. So they can decide, the IDN can decide what brand they're looking for to implement into their facilities.
Christy, in a day and age where facilities are constantly searching for and trying to retain their nurses, I know this type of a program would be great for them. So thank you so much for spending some time with us today on the podcast. And I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast here with the Journal of Healthcare Contracting, sponsored by Encompass. As I said during the podcast, we can't bring these to you guys without folks like Encompass who sponsor them. And we try to make sure we bring content that is not only about the sponsor, but about your health systems and helping you with your daily job and helping those caregivers that you buy all of those products for on a regular basis. So thank you so much for being with us on this Journal of Healthcare Contracting podcast today. We look forward to talking to you again in the near future. Have a wonderful day.